presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Well, welcome to, this is the energy breakout session. This is going to be the only one we do. So you guys are in the right room at the right time. And let's get a shout out where people are from really quick while we're getting kicked off. Where are you guys from? What state? California, Arizona. Georgia, Idaho, Colorado, Maryland. Maryland's deregulated. Where?
I'm not from a state. What would you say?
Canada.
District of Columbia. Very good.
Wow. District of Columbia. There you go. Michigan, Las Vegas. Okay.
Oh, wow. Chula Vista right here.
Chula Vista.
Iowa. Yeah, count.
Cool. Indiana, I heard. Utah, Oregon. Okay, we wanted to get an idea of...
I want to raise your hand if you're from Texas. Do you notice that, by the way? They say, raise your hand if you're from Delaware. Be like... They say Texas. They go, woohoo!
Yeah!
Raise your hand again for Texas.
There we go.
Good. Have you switched?
No.
You've not switched. All right. Well, that's going to happen today.
Cool.
No reason not to. Delaware. You from Delaware? Oh, wow, yeah, Delaware's open.
Oh, that's better. I'm not seeing
Delaware. Yeah, we're getting some focus, so we're good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to get things kicked off here. We've got, as many of you know, energy deregulation. It started back in 2002, Matt.
It actually started in 1996 in Ohio for natural gas.
For natural gas.
Natural gas deregulation, the big state to start was Ohio.
Explain what deregulation.
We're going to explain that to you guys right now. For everybody who, we're going to explain to you deregulation, and we're also going to explain, we've got a video we're going to show you that explains the green energy RECs, okay? So you'll be able to hear what that means. We're going to show you, it's about a 3-minute video, okay? Because there's been a lot of questions about that. So natural gas, deregulation, 1997, electricity.
1996 on natural gas in Ohio.
Okay.
And it kind of rolled out one by one, Illinois for natural gas, New York went for power, natural gas. I think that started in 1997, 98. Texas was the big leap forward. 2002, the Texas legislators and the PUC unbundled it all. And they basically took the utilities and they divided them up. For an example, so in Texas, if you live in Dallas, you used to have TXU, right? And they took TXU and said, okay, TXU, we're dividing you up. And the utility company, the poles and wire folks, the hard hats, the van, the cranes, the utility company delivers the power to the house, to the business. They're going to remain intact. No one's going to go around them. They're going to make their money on delivery and making sure that power makes it to your house, right? And they took TXU Energy. Actually renamed it TXU Energy, by the way, and added energy. And now it's a deregulated supplier. It doesn't have a truck. It doesn't have any hard hats. It doesn't come and read any meters. What does it do? It buys power on the open market, right? They got a bunch of guys that look like who? Me. They wear ties, right? They sit at desks. They have white shirts. And they buy and trade and get power and work deals out and buy 12 months worth of power. And they buy it from where? Generating plants. The New York Stock Exchange, it's all this stuff is traded, it's all bought on a daily basis. Actually, power is bought every, I think it's almost by the minute almost. I mean, that's how much it's moving constantly, right? And the state of Texas, for example, 60% of all power, almost 60% of all power to be exact, is generated from what?
Natural gas.
Because 15, 20 years ago, right, the whole thing of getting rid of coal, which was dirty, dirtied our air, and so people were afraid of nuclear, and they went, hey, natural gas is cheap, and they burn it, generates propellers, right, and generates these turbines, right, and it generates power. It was cheap, it was clean, not as clean, but cleaner, and abundant. So now when natural gas prices would go up, what would happen with the price of power?
Goes up.
And the price of natural gas crashed, like it is right now.
Well, we got somebody smart in the room.
This is true, but there is a lot of truth to what you just said there. It's crazy. You see natural gas prices go down, and guess what happens? They're not dropping them, are they? Not as much as they probably should at times, right? And there's a big debate on whether they're doing it on purpose, what's going on, but they're big, cumbersome, giant utilities. Southern California Edison, right here in it's like the government. It's just monstrous, right? It's like moving, I don't know, what would that be like, moving the Death Star or something, or a battleship, trying to turn it. It just doesn't, right? And they monopolize the entire thing.
So the great question was, what is deregulation? So when regulation is there,
it's splitting it, so now you can pick. Now, all of a sudden in Texas, there's 40 suppliers to pick from. 40. You can pick Direct Energy, TXU Energy now, because they're no longer a utility, right? They're a supplier. NRG, Bounce, Tri-Eagle, who we picked.
Yep.
Let's see, Hocus Pocus, there's just tons of them. Breeze Energy, Jexa Energy, someone
Summer
has Jexa.
Energy.
Summer, Ambit, Stream, and they all, what are they doing? Buying power, right, nonstop. You could pick them.
Right,
it all comes from, yeah.
The utility company is still delivering it, and they're going to get their fee. They get, on average, about 2 cents, 2.5, 3 cents for every kilowatt hour. And the supply portion would be 7 cents, 6 cents, 8 cents.
That's why the prices never go down.
Okay. On delivery.
Question. Okay, because he asked.